For more than a century, soldiers have trained for war and disaster relief at Fort McCoy. While all branches of the military use it, the majority of training is geared towards part-time service members in the National Guard and Army Reserves. 20,000 more personnel came for exercises last fiscal year, which ended September 30th, compared to the year before. Fort McCoy spokeswoman Linda Fournier says they're busier now than they were during the heights of the war in Afghanistan and Iraq. Now, Fournier says those units are returning to Wisconsin for annual and extended training, which includes weapons qualifications.
You know, you can't fire your weapon once and say, okay, I'm good for the year. You know, that is a perishable skill. So, you know, you might have to do weapons qualification in the spring and the fall just to keep up on being able to fire that weapon.
Fournier says more major exercises are taking place at Fort McCoy. That's when all types of units train together before entering a wartime or disaster relief mission.
This is a good understanding for the military police to understand what the engineers might need and the engineers understanding what the transportation folks might need. So it's all working together and saying, okay, how can we accomplish this so that everybody can be successful?
Fournier says Fort McCoy has space to house about 10,000 soldiers at any given time. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.